Okay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, great. Let's see if we can talk loud so we can. Guys, listen, this is a. I'm taking brick by brick in a brand new, well, not a brand new direction, but we took a long pause in between seasons because I desperately wanted to make it better. There was something nagging me about the show in the back of my mind. And so me and Tempest are going to have an extremely candid conversation about a few things, extremely candid conversation about a few things. So you're going to hear some natural reactions because she has no idea what I'm going to say. And I did it on purpose. So I'm going to do a recap of what we were just doing. And we're going to get straight to it. But so here's the deal. Like I said, this is Brick by Brick. We've been like really good on podcasts. It's been awesome. And things like that. So, Tempest, you want to say something? So just make sure you get a good sound check.
Well, I was trying to mute my phone because there's a train in the background.
Okay, good, good. Well, you know what? Let them hear the train. Let them hear the train because I'm actually driving through traffic. This is how candid it is and everything like that. So, okay, good. So, Tempest, let me give you guys an update. So, well, my name is Antonio Smith. This is Tempest. She normally does this, but we're going to skip all that. You can listen to Brick by Brick. I want to start numbering the episodes if you guys know. We just called this season 3, and so you guys can have it. But I've been listening to this. So part of my meditation in the morning after I meditate is Business Insider. And Business Insider suggested some podcasts to me a while back. And one of them, I downloaded a couple of them, but one of them I've been listening to by a company called Gimlet Media. And I really like this guy, Alex Bloomberg. He's really giving me an excellent idea. Now, I just want to be first and foremost, I'm adding this element that he's done into Brick by Brick, I guess as a homage, but it's something that I've been thinking about. I just had no courage or idea to even do it or the know-how or model, and dude gave me a great model. So if you can go to Apple, iTunes, and go to Gimlet Media, the name of his podcast, Startup, okay. I'll even ask you to invest in. I'm actually going to invest in the company as well because God's great and things like that. And so I thought, what better idea than to have than to add the element of Brick by Brick to where you guys see me stumble and fumble and confidently, and I don't have a word to rhyme with that, this company. So that's enough. It all makes sense in a little bit. But since we were just talking, and once you recap what I just said to you, because I have a lot to talk about, and I want to make this podcast about 30 minutes long, no more than that. So go ahead and just rush right through.
Okay, so you were saying you want to take this podcast in a different direction. You're building companies now, and you basically want to give people, like, insider access of how you're building each company, literally brick by brick.
Yeah, absolutely. And do remember a couple of years ago, actually, do you guys know, but Tempest has access to my notes on iPhone. Remember, I've been writing a book secretly. What was it called? The book is called Brick by Brick, How to Build a Church for Unchurch. And we've been documenting these things for years now, for like 3 years. Well, I've been on this idea. I just never thought about podcasting it. I've always just thought about, hey, here's the book, here's the know-all, tell-all. But wow, what a great idea to put in the podcast. So I definitely want to add this element. I don't want to change what we've done because it worked and it was awesome and everybody loves it. We got great emails, even people from Canada. So we're going to continue to interview and do these great things like we always do with Tempest, you and I back and forth. But then I also want to add the element. So basically, guys, get ready for 2 episodes a week. One like we've been doing, and one like this. So, Tempest, I've had you listen to episodes 1 through 3 of Startup by Gimlet. Repeat those thoughts I had that you had gave me, because, I mean, the people need to hear it. I want to hear it again, and then I want to get to what I want to talk about more.
I said that I enjoy his vulnerability. I like that he's giving an insider look on how he's building his companies. He's showing everything, like It's not a recorded podcast. He's going as it's happening as he's going along, so you get his inner thoughts and his true feelings, not something that people want to hear. So basically he doesn't even know that he's recording himself. Like, he's just speaking freely and the people around him are speaking freely. So that makes it more real, more personable, in my opinion.
Right, right. But you also said at first you didn't think you were gonna, you didn't like it, and you didn't think you were going to like it even further. And I recommend it to people. So
right.
Follow that. And be free and candid. Like, be candid. Don't be the, you know, you're not quiet. Right? You're not quiet with me. You're quiet in front of people, but forget the thousands of people that listen to this. We're me and you are having regular conversation.
Well, I didn't think I would like it at first because it wasn't a professional podcast show. It was just him rambling. So that's the only perception of podcast that I have was professionalism. So I didn't think I would like it, and I didn't give it a fair chance at first. But once I saw that he was being himself and not some phony person, I enjoyed it more.
Right, great. So, okay. So let's get to the rest of this conversation that I just wanted to add that in. So basically, guys, I've been kind of hitting at it brick by brick, but before I was ever a preacher, and that's why this is a corporate podcast, I was always a businessman. It's like that. This has been my thing. And so I struggle to maintain these two because I don't have a model for it. And, you know, people that say, well, you're wrong, or this isn't right, or this isn't godly, or that's just whatever, you know. I tend not to listen to too many opinions that are bad. I don't listen to many negative vibes at all, I think. And so, but at the same time, you don't want to be so positive or so arrogant. You're not listening to the criticism that you need. So, Tempest, I have a lot that I want to talk about. Let's candidly have this conversation. Audience, you're completely gone. Listen, but I'm not going to address you anymore. I want to talk to Tempest, so you just I don't know, listen or something, but I'm not addressing you. So, Tempest, basically, what you know what we're trying to do, and you know, so we got the three companies. Well, we got three focuses that we're going to do. Software engineering, real estate, energy, and I want to add a fourth element that we haven't talked about, but and I don't know why we haven't talked about it. Podcast, like we're so good at the podcast, and everybody's like that was retarded that we didn't. Well, I don't want to say that word, but it's inexcusable that we did not add that element in the podcast. So, we need a name change though, like definitely, like you know, the name of the company is Make a Legacy Incorporated, which is awesome. But it's too long, and I don't know. We need a lane change, so we need to think about that. We want dialogue about it on this one, but we need to definitely think about that. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
Cool. So here's something I wanted to do, though. So we were talking about, well, you listened to an episode about partners, right? Now give me your thoughts about it. You was giving me some very candid thoughts about the partnership. Now why you said you see it and you don't see it. Give me some thoughts. Like, tell me, explain more about that.
Well, like I said, I don't have any real knowledge on that, but I personally don't think I would do a partnership, especially with some random person that I don't really know. Like, if that was something that I would do, I would definitely take my time and do research, because that you're basically putting your life into someone else's hands, whether it's 10% or 50%. Like, you're still giving someone control over your life. So that's for me, that's a scary thing, because what if this person gets up and walks away, and then your life is walking away. Like, you can't do it on your own anymore. Like, you become dependent on them. So that's really my reservations on a partnership. Like, I don't know if I would put that much trust into somebody with something that is near and dear to me. Unless
right.
I just knew for a fact that they were in it the way I was in it.
Right. Well, of course, that is definitely one of the things that people worry about and fear. And, you know, me too. Like, we put 4 years into this Tempest, 4 years sitting at Starbucks. We went through extreme poverty, extreme ups, extreme downs. So, yeah, I would certainly not want to hand over. It's not a matter of control. It's more of a, I would certainly not want to hand over the significance to somebody and become less significant or, you know, in the company and then have this person kind of walk away or have this person, I don't know. I don't know. Something about it feels funny, but I get it. At the same time, I don't really have control issues, so I don't really mind giving control. It's not a matter of control. I guess it's a matter of, you know, do you love this the way I love it? Because I bled for this. I've sweated for this. I've cried for this. All sorts of stuff. I've lost sleep over this. So I definitely get that. Well, here's what you don't know, and here's what I want to talk about. So we got to get a bit personal here. So I've been getting on you lately about some things, you know, reminding you about where we want to go, do this, like, you know, let's be more positive, let's get rid of all negativity. Because I've been telling you, well, tell me how you felt about that, because there's a reason why I've been doing it. Could you tell me how you felt about that?
About our conversation?
About plenty of them. Some of them you haven't liked. About the fact that I've been telling you, hey, let's be more positive. We got to go to the next level. All that stuff that we've been talking about for the last, like, 4 weeks now. We've been in Palestine talking about this here, right? So give me your thoughts about how I've been kind of drilling you over some stuff. We even had a bit of friction. Come on, talk about it. We just randomly, I mean, I really need you to say this here because there's something I want to say. I'm at, the audience isn't there. Let's have a conversation. We're talking all the time. So talk.
I didn't like it because I felt like what I was doing was fine and was normal, and you were either going to accept me for what I was doing or we weren't going to do it, is how I really felt.
Well, fair enough. And so do you think I accept, or do you think I've fallen off in that matter? Do you think, go ahead.
No, you accepted, but, I mean, nobody wants to see someone that they care about suffer or stay the same. So you accepted, but you also pushed me to be better. So.
Oh, right. Do you have, and I've been telling you, well, I kind of hinted at it, but I haven't told you why. And this is an important conversation because well, you're about to find out, but. How have you, it's rare that we bump heads, it's really rare, it really is, but we've been bumping heads. You haven't liked what I've had to say. Why is that?
Honestly, I kind of felt like we were working on what you wanted, and I was putting me and what I want, I can't even say on hold, I wasn't even touching what I wanted, but I was thinking about it every single day. So it kind of, I resented you a lot because here you are achieving your dreams and you're doing everything that you wanted to do, but I felt like nothing I wanted was happening. I felt like you were gaining and I was losing. And I want to say it caused me to break down. It just caused me to just stop caring. I don't know, not stop caring, but stop. I don't know what it was. I was too close to you and helping you, and you and the people in your world were good, and I'm not. And that just made me feel like I'm never going to get to what I want to do because I'm so focused on helping you, and you are prospering, and I'm not.
Right. And we talked about, I think we talked about this morning. Was it this? Yeah, it was this morning. That came out. So I think I brought it up. I'm not sure. So did you ever think that I got it? That I saw that? Did you ever think? Did I get it? Do I get it now? Both of them.
Yeah, you got it, and yes, you get it now. You got it, but I didn't think you got it. Like, you were saying stuff, I wasn't trying to hear what you were saying, because in my eyes, what you were saying and what we were doing were not the same. Like, you were telling me that, you know, I'm going to, you know, achieve my dreams, but to me it looked like we were only focusing on yours.
Right.
But
right.
I do know that you get it, because, you know, we had a conversation this morning, but sometimes you just don't see that. You see other people, like, living life, like, you know what I'm saying? And
I mean, tell
I'm
me,
not.
Tell me, explain it. You're living my life. You're not living your life.
Right.
Yeah.
I see you, you know, you want something, and people either get it to you immediately or you go out and get it. And that doesn't happen for me, like, you know, so whatever. It's kind of got to the point to where it was like, whatever. And so, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think we can come to a general consensus that completely sucks. No one wants to feel like that. Right?
Right.
Right. So, I mean, here I am. Well, obviously, I've seen that. But what you keep saying you want to live your dreams. Like, what is that? Like, I have thoughts. So what is that? Like, what are your, like, what is that? Like, what are you saying? Like, what are your dreams? What is it that you're not living?
Am living my dream. I definitely am. But it's, you know.
No, to be honest with you, I have. To be honest with you, I don't know. Like, to be honest with you, I mean, I brought it up this morning. I have, like, right now, currently, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I have great ideas about what you're talking about. I even been watching, and the reason it got up because I brought it up. To be honest, to me, you are living your dream because you told me your dream and because you tell me you are. So I'm either extremely ignorant, extremely selfish, or you're being a negative nanny. And I'm sure the problem's on me, right? Because they're feeling that way. So it has to be my fault. So, yeah, I have no idea, and I would love that explanation. Cause I'm still about to say something, but I need for you to, like, I would love for you to say that, whatever that is. Like, what? How are you not living your dreams? Oh, matter of fact, that's in a negative. What are your dreams? Like, that's in a positive. What are your dreams? So we can go make that happen. That's what I really want to know.
Okay, well, first, I'm not going to say that it's your fault, because it's not your fault. So you shouldn't blame yourself. Two, I am living my dreams. Like, I always wanted to be someone's assistant, and I am. And I absolutely wake up every morning just thankful for that. But a part of me, you know, like, I want to go to school. Like, I want to come home to my own place. I want to get in a car that's mine. Like, I had goals, I guess, and I had a timeline for my goals, and I am so far removed from those timelines and goals, it seems like I'm never going to get there. Or I feel like I'm putting everyone else's goals and timelines before my own, and the more I put before me, the further away I'm getting from what I want.
Right. I mean, I definitely understand. Let me ask you, I'm ask you a series of questions. I know you hate this. So, how often, what percentage of a day did you think what you just said? That you're so far removed, et cetera, et cetera.
Maybe like 50%.
Okay. So you realize for 50% of your day, you're like completely off pace of even getting close to your dreams because you're defeated in your mind before you ever start.
Yes.
Right. I mean, this is like, I mean, I teach you this all the time, but yeah, you can't do that. That's actually completely antithetical to getting what you want. Secondly, you're saying you're completely far. How the heck is that far? Okay. So let's put it out there. Your car just broke down, right? You owned your car. It just broke down, and it now costs too much money to fix your car. The engine and the transmission blew out. And so now, since the engine and transmission blew out, which is way more than what your car was worth, you now no longer have your car, right? So one of your things was, I want my own car.
Right?
And now that has you completely far off from your dreams.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what you think. That's what you... Right.
Right.
And here we are building these companies, these businesses, but you're not actually building them. I'm building them. You're my assistant. And here you are helping everybody else feel good while you feel bad. Am I in the right ballpark?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about all that?
I mean, I feel great that I'm helping, but a part of me feels empty or incomplete because I'm helping, but I'm still not doing the one thing that I want to do. I'm not accomplishing the one thing that I want to accomplish.
Which is school.
Yeah.
Okay. But you were in school last semester.
Yeah.
Right, but now you got a balance, so you got a suit. So basically, there's an obstacle in the head of everything that you're trying to do. And all that obstacle is money, pretty much. And it's a big dollar amount of money, too, for an average middle-class American. Right?
Right.
And so are you catching that your words aren't matching your situation, though? Like, so you just say you're so far removed from it, but you were just in school last semester, and your car just broke down like a month ago. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you don't have, but, well, let me ask you this question, but there is a plan for you to get those things back, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the plan? Put it out. What's the plan for you to get back?
Well, we're starting up all these companies so I can have income. So
more income. Right.
More income.
So you can get these things done. Right.
Right.
So basically, so that leads me to the reason I wanted to have this conversation with you. And I just thought about it, you know what, let's just record it. So, we can add an element to the show, and then we can also, add an element to the show and set a help people. Now, we've been bumping heads. Now, when did we start bumping heads? Was it before financial aid emailed you, or the school emailed you about financial aid and how you had to pay off the balance, or was it after?
After.
And was it before you, and then when did it get worse? Was it before your car broke down or after?
After.
Okay. So, is it safe to say you got a whole lot of external things that are affecting you internally?
Yes.
And as successful as you have been, don't you know better than that?
Yes.
Now, if you were talking to somebody else, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them try to stay positive and keep working because their time will come.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's obviously easier said than done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, for me, I think it's not easier said than done. I think it's as easy as you make it. For you, it's easier said than done. We have different mentalities. But we get to the same place. So here's what you don't know. So I've been struggling for almost 6 months. Ever since I put out the 2016 goals, since we operate on the fiscal year, I start that process in like February, finish it by August. We prep it in August. We start lunching in September, and we're completely active by October, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you don't know is ever since about February of this year, February 2015, I've been struggling with this whole partner. I've been struggling because I know there's something I need to do. What have I been telling you lately? I need to go over here and what have I been saying to you? When I go over here and do something, what have I been saying to you?
You need to go over here?
I need to go over here and start this company and do this here and do that. And what have I been telling you about when I go over there, what do I need you to do?
Oh, help run your other company.
Interesting. And you've never wondered why I told you that? You never put thought into that?
No.
Okay. So here's the deal. The reason why you keep bumping heads with me and the reason why we're having this conversation, the reason I keep trying to purge this massive negativity out of you that you normally don't have because you're so freaking smart and all these things is because I've been trying. Well, the battle in me has been over this part, but I want to make you part. I do have a problem with going outside and let somebody, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to make you partner in a few of these things. I trust you, but then you are absolutely strong where I'm weak. And so, yeah, this phone call has been pretty much, and then I just said, remember I told you I'm going to have a lot to talk about and blah, blah, blah. I'm just talking back. You know what? Let's just record this here. It's something I really want to say. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to make you partner. As a matter of fact, I'm doing it right now. I'm offering you partnership with what we're building with thousands of people subscribed to. And more than that, it's way much more than that, guys. You get it in another episode with detailed out. And total transparency so we can make this, work. I mean, if we fail, we fail. If we don't, well, then we celebrate, right? But what do you feel about being partner? What do you feel about being my partner? that just so also happens to be my assistant, but a partner. A real deal partner. Like, I give up equity to you.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I've been struggling with it for 6 months. And I probably shouldn't have struggled at all. I had an ego of having me struggle. But yeah, I'm serious.
You want me to be your partner?
I want you to be an equity. Yeah, you. But here's the deal. You got to purge this negative crap out of you, because we're not going to get anywhere with you applying the law of attraction in reverse manner in which we need it to go. And that's a fact. And you know I ain't backing down from that. And you know who I am and how I am. You know me better than, you know, most people. But we got to purge that crap. Got me?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yes, I'm offering you partner effective now on under one condition.
What's that?
No negative vibes. We'll talk about the stake, the percentage. We'll do all that stuff. All right, we'll probably record and do another episode. But absolutely none of this negative stuff that's been happening.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay. I'll be your partner?
Well, you already. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to talk about. We got plenty more to talk about because my brain has been racing and it's been getting stronger and stronger for quite some time. But anyway, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. It's not even a, I mean, although you do deserve it, it's not even a matter. For me, it's not a matter of what you deserve. It's a matter of the fact that in order to get to the next level, that's what has to happen. I can't do this the way I can't do what I want to do by myself. And you can't just be my assistant. It has to be more than that if we're going to do this right. Right? There's a time to lay down your ego. This is it. So we good?
Yeah.
No. Give me your thoughts. Come on, because I'm serious. You know I'm serious now. Don't. Come on. What are you thinking? Come on. I'm serious.
No, I'm just shocked, that's all.
Shocked why?
Because, okay, well, look how we have not gotten along in months, really. And
what?
Who asked their executive assistant to be their partner?
I guess that is kind of weird. So let me, I guess I'll say this for audience purposes, but it's real. I'll just say it because maybe it'll help somebody. Just because you've been a butthole for months, I'm blaming it all on you. It's probably not all your fault, but I'm blaming it on you because, you know, I'm a man. We're perfect. Does that sound about right?
No.
No? Okay, well, just because we've been having friction. Doesn't mean I forgot the last 4 years. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Well, you need to take that advice yourself. You can't have your car break down and miss one semester and then say you're so far removed from your goals. That's crazy. You can't do that. That's to be honest with you, that's poor people thinking. You think like that, you'll always be either in the low class or middle class. It'll never change. You just can't do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do this partnership. There will be equity. but it has to be equity. You can't be a partner without equity. We're going to do that. It's sound quality change. I just walked inside this building, but we're going to do that because, well, I've been thinking about it for a while, and this is what needs to happen. But you, I was very, you're one of the smartest things I've ever done. Oh, excuse me. You're one of the smartest things I've ever done because I completely staffed to my weaknesses when it came to you. Like, everywhere I'm weak, you are. But there's one condition, and I'm not changing it. No negative vibes. Did that make sense? Was I hearable, audible, I should say? That's the actual proper word.
Yes.
Okay, so give me some more of those thoughts. I want to hear what you got to say. You're not giving me enough thoughts, so you just accept it. Or partnership, I would definitely like to hear what you got to say.
Because I don't know what to say.
Okay,
like,
I'll take that as a perfect response. I'll take that. You don't know what to say. Cool, I'll take that. So that's the deal. Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal, Tiffany. And you're too good at what you do. And we're too good at what we do. And we help way too many people for you to break down because your car did. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
Think your car doesn't define you. It doesn't make you better. It just doesn't. It's actually a completely ridiculous thing to lose your mind over. And I know that's, you know, I don't have much, you know, empathy's not my strong suit, so I sound a bit crash and selfish right now. Well, just, I sound like I don't have any emotional intelligence, but that's not where I'm coming from. I mean, you know, if you lived in New York and didn't need a car because of the great public transportation system they have there because of the way the city is engineered, you wouldn't be losing your mind over that. But since you live in Houston, Texas, so where the public transportation system is not that of the East Coast because the civil engineering down here looks just much different than when it was when America first started, you need a car. And so if it wouldn't matter if your state changed, then it probably shouldn't matter because your heart hasn't changed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it sounds completely non-emotionally intelligent, but it's not. What I'm basically saying is now that you're a partner, you're going to have to think like one. You're going to be positive like one. Because you can't inspire people if you're uninspired. You got me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Ms. Tempest Smith. You are now our equity partner in, I don't know, a few of my companies, if not all, will work that out. So this be amazing because I'm not done yet. In fact, I'm going to build a multi-million-dollar business. I'm going to build a lot of multi-million-dollar businesses. And by the time I'm dead, I would have given 80% of that money back to the world. I don't need it. You can't live off of $1 million, then. Well, you're just greedy. Right? I don't need all that money. But we will make a lot so we can give a lot back. Now, what you do with your money is on you. But that's my goal. When I die, I'll be known for giving 80% of my income back. That's what I'm here for. That's my purpose. No negative vibes. Do you accept?
Yes.
That's why I've been pushing you.
That's why we've been clashing, because I've been pushing you to where you've never been before, and you've been wanting to stay where you've always been. Shifts are violent, but they are necessary. All right. Well, cool. Congratulations. What do you feel?
Confused, intimidated.
All good feelings.
Unsure.
You show me a business CEO that's never felt like that, I show you a liar. Congratulations. I'll talk to you later.
Thank
Welcome,
you.
CEO.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay. All right.